Jesus, you are mighty. Savior, you are mighty. Thank you for your mighty. We worship you and we honor you. We glorify Master in the name of Jesus. Breathe upon your word tonight. Let not one person live here the same way they have come. Be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. These songs are so powerful, and I think we'll all do our best to ensure that they are pushed out and ensure that it is benefiting us and benefiting our generation. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Shake somebody's hands. Welcome them near you. We are connected, I believe nationally and probably globally, so ensure that the connection, the people are seeing themselves in the connection. Hallelujah. You love the Lord, say amen. Don't say amen if you don't love the Lord. You love the Lord, say amen. You believe this is the day the Lord has made, whether the devil likes it or not, you will rejoice and be glad in it. Shout the Lord and say amen. You know there are many devices in the heart of men and in the heart of devils. But the counsel of the Lord for your life is the only one that shall stand. Shout the Lord and say amen. Hallelujah. This evening we are going to be looking quickly, sharply on the subject of praise boosters. The factors, the forces that will amplify our praise. Psalm 30 and in verse 5. For his anger endureth for a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Somebody whose joy has come, shout the Lord and say amen. Somebody whose joy has come, shout the loudest, amen. Our objective tonight is to understand those forces that enhance the flow of our praise. The forces that enhance the flow of our praise. Why do we need to enhance the flow of our praise? Very important. First of all, praise is critical to life and breath. Psalm 150 and in verse 6 said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise is critical to our life and our breath. Anything fighting your praise fights your life. Second, praise is critical to our health and strength. A merry heart doeth good like medicine. Proverbs 17 and in verse 22. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10b. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So praise is critical to our health and our strength. Number 3, praise is vital for divine direction and guidance. That is, you are guided to the extent of your worship. 2 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 15, Elisha said, bring me a minstrel. And as the minstrel played, the hand of the Lord came on him and he said, thus saith the Lord. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 29 and in verse 30, you have a song. As in the night when holy solemnity is kept and the Lord shall cause his voice to be heard. Praise is necessary, vital, for divine direction and guidance. Fourthly, praise is critical for supernatural supplies. Supplies flow at the frequency of our praise. Psalm 67 and in verse 5 all the way to verse 6. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Praise. And fifthly, praise is vital for deliverance and preservation of life. Deliverance. Psalm 32 and in verse 7, he said, Thou art my hiding place, thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Songs carry deliverance power. 1 Samuel chapter 16 and in verse 23, while David ministered, it came to pass when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul that David took it half, played with his hand, and Saul was refreshed. That's death. The demon departed with the sound of worship. We can go on and on and on. But praise is so vital. Our worship is so critical for every department of our lives. So whatever you need to do to boost your worship, because we live in a very depressing world. Can somebody confirm that? Very, very depressing world. You look at the news for a while, all you have is depression. You look at your environment, just depressing things. Some of you should be very, very shocked that some of us move about in very high spirits. Because I hear more bad news than anybody seated here. I can confirm that. Our phone is the recipient of all bad news. Bad news is. So such and such a person has collapsed. Right? He's under oxygen. The doctors are wondering, blood from the mouth, blood from the nose. He's unconscious. That one just sent his testimony here now. People you don't know from anywhere. While you can recover from that one, so and so person says, whatever. People we don't know at all. Whole family kidnapped. So if you are to listen, and I'm going to be sharing with you some of the things that can keep you upbeat despite living in a world that is depressed. But I announce to you today, the depression of this world shall not suppress your joy, shall not swallow up your joy. If you are a believer, shout the loudest, say amen. Number one booster of your praise is the remembrance of God's character and goodness. Remembering his character and his goodness. Remembering who he is and what he has done. Psalm 30 verse 4 was the verse I was actually planning to read. Psalm 30 verse 4. He said, sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Because even though you are weeping now, or the devil is trying to make you weep, it endures for a moment. But joy comes in the morning. That's verse 5 now, 34 and 5. If you are to face your situation, you sink in depression. But if you would remember his character, his goodness, if you will remember what he did before, you will sing praise. Somebody say amen. That was what verse 4 is saying. Sing unto the Lord. Please place it on the screen again. Psalm 30 verse 4. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his. Give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Because I don't know what you are passing through now, but whatever you are passing through may endure for a night. But joy comes in the morning. So if you are facing whatever is around you now, you won't be able to praise. But at the remembrance of His holiness, His character of goodness, there is something to praise Him for. Can somebody say aloud, amen? One way to charge up your joy and charge up your praise is just think about whatever God has done in your life or in the life of anybody you knew before. To charge up your praise and charge up your joy. Judges chapter 5 verse 11. Judges chapter 5 and in verse 11. He said, they that are delivered from the noise of archers in the place of drawing water. If God delivered you before from the arrows of shooters in the place where you went to draw water, he said, there they shall rehearse the righteous acts of the Lord, even the righteous acts towards the inhabitants of the villages in Israel. Then shall the people of the Lord go down to the gates when they have rehearsed the righteous acts of the Lord. Verse 12 happens with Deborah. Awake, awake, Deborah. Awake, awake. Utter a song. Arise, Barak, and lead thy captivity captive, thou son of Abinoam. If you are able to rehearse his acts, it will be easy to release his praise. When they rehearse his acts, they release his praise. He said, Deborah, awake, utter a song. Why? Because we have just rehearsed the righteous acts of the Lord. The rehearsal of his righteous acts is the releasing of his praise. Somebody say amen. No wonder he said in Psalm 103 and in verse 1 all the way to verse 5, he said, praise the Lord, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Somebody say amen. Every single person here and every single person on earth, you have had a time in your life where you faced a situation that appeared like there was no way out. Am I communicating? A situation that was so desperate, you don't know how you survive, how you will get out of it. But most times people forget it. When the situation passes, the memory of it also passes, and it is a terrible thing. There are times you need to sit there and say, Holy Spirit, remind me. Our challenge is that we remember what we should forget, and we forget what we should remember. That is a major challenge of mankind. The things they shouldn't remember, the things they should forget, who offended them, who they must pursue, who did this and that, they remember. The things they should remember, how they almost died, except Jehovah stepped in. How they almost got rusticated out of the university. How they almost couldn't finish school. How the marriage relationship almost scattered. How the devil almost ruined them. They forgot. If you think deep, you praise deep. The reason why some of our worship, you see, when you listen to some of the worship songs we write, I mean, that we say, you will know the depth of things. You know a person's spirituality by their songology. Oh my God. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Lift your right hand and say, Father, help me to remember. Help me not to remember what I should forget. And help me not to forget what I should remember. Even to take a pen and paper. Lord, okay, all those times I almost died. that you help me not to die, Lord. Remind me. Look at this child that swallowed that nail. I'm telling you, if that thing had entered the trachea into the tracheobronchial tree and just went to the breathing place, that would have been, almost like a foregone conclusion.
What if it went down
the
same way?
The way it is
with the pointed edge going down.
Even if it is in the abdomen, in the intestines, and it went down a pointed edge, and then all of a sudden it just becomes transverse like this, straight like this. And every time the peristaltic movement of the intestine happens, the only thing will be
ruptured. Perforations.
Punctured intestine, plenty places. And fecal peritonitis. The outcome is, God forbid, in a little child. Hallelujah. If we can rehearse his acts, we'll release his prayer. I want you to do that exercise tonight. When you go back home, just take a pen and paper. Desperate moments of your life. I'm telling you, if there was 20 of such, I can assure you I've forgotten 10. But once God can just remind you, times when you thought that you were at the end of the road, that is in life. The remembrance of God's character and goodness is a booster of our praise. Number two is availability in the congregation of the saints. Many times you arrive in the house of the Lord and you forgot what problem you had before. Availability in the congregation of the saints. Psalm 107 and in verse 32. Psalm 107 verse 32. The Bible said, let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. It is easy to exalt God. Praise is easy when it is done in company. In Psalm 111 verse 1, he said, praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. In the assembly of the upright, in the congregation. The best place to go when you are getting dry of praise is in the midst of the people of God. Psalm 35 and in verse 18, the Bible said, I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. I will praise thee among much people. Psalm 149 verse 1 now. Nails it to the as congregation of the saints. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. And his praise in the congregation of the saints. See, association affects attitude. Show me your company, I will show you your character. Association affects attitude. Association affects action. Association affects attitude, affects action. Association brings assimilation. An atmosphere is critical for worship. Atmosphere. And so, anything that drives you away from the assembly of the saints attacks your praise. And let me tell you, those watching online, it's not the same. Once it comes to praise and the climate of God's presence, it's not the same with you sitting by yourself on television. It's not the same. There is something about the house, and all of us connected where everyone is gathered. The same climate. There is something about, he said they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before the Lord. They move from strength to strength. This is very, very important. Don't let television destroy your spirituality. The online thing is only critical and helpful for those who cannot access the physical church or those who are located where they cannot access the assembly. But you can't stay in River Park here and you are unable to come into the service. Watching online. I'm talking to somebody directly right there. The person knows. Look where Mopo Junction, Airport Road. There are people here from Gwarimpa. There are people here from Metama. There are people here from Maraba Axis here now. Even if there are locations around there, but they felt that they should be here. And I'm not in any way despising the locations all over there. I am just giving an example that if people can move from diverse Kubwa, and then somebody is seated by the side there and is sitting by television. All of us can watch television, including the preacher. Praise the Lord. Don't let your spiritual life be destroyed by technology. Let technology enhance your spirituality, not destroy it. This is very important. Availability in the congregation of the saints. Number three is the avoidance of the wrong association. If you want your praise life to be healthy, there are people that you must not give allowance in your life. You don't hate them, just that they can't get your attention. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and in verse 10. Or 1 Corinthians 10 and in verse 10. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and we are destroyed of the destroyer. This was talking about the children of Israel in the wilderness. In the wilderness, instead of praising, they were murmuring. And what was it that brought the murmuring? A tiny group of people. They called them the mixed multitude. Numbers chapter 11 verse 4 to 6 and then verse 10. Numbers 11. And the mixed multitude that was among them fell and lost him. And the children of Israel also wept again and said, who shall give us flesh to eat? Mixed multitude. We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely. Did they eat anything free in Egypt? Lie, lie. Hard, brutal, back-breaking labor. The cucumber, melon, leek, onion, garlic have become asset. But now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all beside this manna before our eyes. Then Moses heard the people weep throughout their families. A handful of people making the whole congregation cry. Every man in the door of his tent, and the anger of the Lord was kindled greatly. Moses was also displeased. A handful of disgruntled, rebellious, insincere people who don't see anything good in God and in church. Only this manna. When was the last time you produced the manna yourself? And in every church, every assembly of God's people, you will see the mixed multitude. People who are neither here nor there. People who have something to complain about permanently. If the service time exceeded a bit, they said the service was too long. If you have seven services, service time is too short. How can you do seven services on Sunday morning? Are you following what I'm saying here today? Listen to me. There are some people, all you have to do is listen to them for a few minutes. Any joy you have will disappear. Any excitement you have, any faith you have will die. Any enthusiasm you have will evaporate. Just listen to them small. When you identify such people in your life, I mean, praising is nothing at all. Who is praising at this time? Just relax. When you listen to such people and you give your ears to them, they don't have joy, so the one you have, they take it. Am I communicating? It's like those who went to the wedding in Cana of Galilee. Of all the multitude in that wedding, there were two groups. Those who brought something to give and those who came to take. And those who have what to offer were few. Jesus, Mary, the mother of Jesus, Mary, the mother of Jesus, and the disciples, the servants. 99% came and drank the wine. And they were the first to complain. There is no wine. If Mary wasn't there, if Jesus wasn't there, if the servants were not there, it would have been disaster. That is how life is. There are people in your life, the only thing they are there for is what they can take out. If you have a joy, they dry it out. If you are excited, they dry it up. If you are at peace, they dry up your peace. When you notice such people, they hang around you adding nothing. Their presence is a depressing factor. Excuse them and excuse yourself in a hurry. You sent me a text message, I called you. And then you are talking. I'm the one who called you, but you are talking endlessly, loquaciously. Before you can know, praise the Lord, phone has ended. You don't understand what I'm talking about. Alright, so I'll speak with you later. There are people who want to run your life. That was a mismatch. They ran the camp. Until matured adults were crying. In fact, some of them didn't even know why they were crying. I heard that there was a race that people were running, I think somewhere in America, Houston or something. People were running, just running. People just stopped, they started running. So they ran until somebody said, excuse me please, why are we running? Somebody said, me, myself, I'm not aware. I just saw people running. I started running. Why are you running? I'm not aware. Your joy is your strength. Protect your joy. Your praise is your life. Protect your life. Anything you do to shield your life is not rudeness. In case you are appearing rude, why did you, we're talking just now, why did you stop abruptly? It's not, you are saving your life and saving your head. Don't respect anybody enough to surrender your life, your strength, your health, and your destiny. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. In 200 level medical school, I stopped going home to collect school fees and pocket money for reasons best known to me. Oh yes, to guard many things. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Some of the things I'm talking to you about that I will share with you, there are details that can't be shared. Don't love anybody enough or respect anybody enough to allow them to determine your joy, determine your praise, or determine your spirituality. No. Today, I prophesy, anybody in your life that is not meant to be there, that is running your life in the negative direction, I decree a disconnection now. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, say amen. You are saying amen, shout the loudest, believer, say amen. Look at your neighbor, say, watch your company, watch your association. If you are interested in your praise, watch your association. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise as you take your seat. The avoidance of the wrong association. Number 4 is joy flow from word study. The word of God is a tonic for joy. Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 16. He said, thy words were found and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. Light from the word is a tonic for joy. And joy is foundation for praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Psalm 100 and in verse 1. And in verse 2. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Joy is foundation for praise. And the word is fuel for joy. Psalm 119 verse 162. 119, 162. The Bible said, I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I rejoice at thy word. The word is fuel for praise. Because it fuels your joy. Because in James chapter 5 and in verse 13, he says, if anyone is merry, let him sing. Is any among you afflicted, let him pray. Is any merry, let him sing psalms. If any is merry, let him sing psalms. The flow of the word will lead to joy, and joy will lead to praise. Anything that disconnects you from the word, disconnects you from your praise. Reading the word, studying the word, listening to the tape messages. It just keeps your spirit alive and vibrant. Number four. Number five is faith in God's word. Faith in God's word will lead to the flow of praise. Belief gives birth to praise. Psalm 106 verse 12, the Bible said, then believe they his words, they sang his praise. They believe his word, they sang his praise. Romans chapter 4 verse 20. Concerning Abraham, the Bible said, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God. When your faith is strong, your praise is sure. First Peter chapter 1 and in verse 8. He said, whom we have not seen yet we believe. Though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. When your faith begins to die, your praise begins to dry. When your faith begins to die, your praise begins to dry. The drying up of faith is the drying up of praise. This is the meaning. To charge your praise, you must charge your faith. Every time you want your praise to be charged, your faith must be charged. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. You charge your praise by charging your faith. Mashata kalagayada. Men of faith are men of praise. If you see God's servant, the apostle of faith, Bishop David Oyedepo, if you hang around him for 20 minutes, he is alive. Praise God. You will hear that maybe 20 times. Amen. He is faithful. He is alive. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. One day, Mike Murdoch was in the car with him. And they drove, I think, from Kenanland or from town to Kenan or something. And Mike Murdoch told him, he said, you know what? Between when I sat in the car and when we arrived where we are going, I counted, I think, 90 times. Where you say, praise the Lord, hallelujah, he is alive. You know, Mike Murdoch is a meticulous person. He counted it one by one. Hallelujah. Men of faith are men of praise. The apostle of faith, Methodius, they said he was immaculately dressed all the time. Anytime you catch him day or night. And in those days they wore hats and carried a cane. So he was permanently like that. And then he was smiling all the time. And just excited. That was the man that God used to raise so many dead people. Born June the 8th. Hallelujah. Apostle, he was always excited. Always excited. I prophesy today. Everything depressing your faith, I declare it arrested in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen.
If you are saying amen, shout the Lord must say amen.
Men of faith are men of praise.
Finally,
flowing in the Spirit, in the Holy Spirit. Flowing in the Holy Spirit is a tonic for praise.
Romans chapter 14 and in verse 17, the Bible said, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy
in the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of God is joy in the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of God is joy in the Holy Ghost. So that is, the Holy Ghost is the headquarter of joy. The Holy Ghost is a depot of joy. That is why he said in Ephesians chapter 5 and in verse 18, Ephesians 5 verse 18 all the way to verse 20, he said, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. So if singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, so the fullness of the Spirit will bubble over into the fullness of singing and praising. When you are dry in the Spirit, you'll be dry of praise. So when you pray abundantly in the Spirit, you fellowship abundantly in the Spirit, praise is very, very natural. Somebody say aloud, amen. What we have said is that praise is critical, at least in five areas of our lives. In our life and our breath, critical in our health and strength, critical for our divine direction and guidance, for supernatural supplies, for preservation and deliverance. And then if we are going to make sure that our praise is there, we must remember God's character and His goodness. You even ask God to remind you of things that you must remember. And then we'll talk about being available in the congregation of the saints. Don't sit at home. Ensure that as the church doors are open, you are there. And then we talked about the avoidance of the wrong association. There are people, all you need to give them is a few minutes, and you lose all joy you had before they met you. Avoidance of the wrong association. And joy flow from word study. And then we have joy, faith in God's word. Every time doubt begins to grow, your praise begins to die. And of course, we talked about flowing in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. He is alive. Anybody blessed tonight, say amen. Anybody really blessed tonight, shout the Lord and say amen.
Highly blessed tonight, stand on your feet and shout the Lord must say amen. The Lord must say amen. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor, say praise the Lord tonight. For your breath and life. For your strength and health. For guidance and direction. For supernatural supplies. For deliverance and preservation. Praise Him because He is God.
Hallelujah.